Strumming the old air guitar here at Rosie on the House. Toe tapping.
Had a little phone call from our friend Jack in Tucson.
Yeah?
Anytime you're talking anything air conditioning, or electrical, sometimes you'll hear from Jack.
Yes.
So, as with any industry, you know, talking about this mini split that someone purchased over the internet, you know, if you buy something and install it yourself, the warranty gets messed up.
Very good. So what happens
if you, let's say you, I don't know what brand it was, you say you bought a Lennox online like this, and it breaks, you can't go to the Lennox dealer here to get the part. You have to go back online to where you bought it from.
Good heads up.
So, you know, warranty issues are always a big deal. And so if you're thinking about spending a lot of money on something, just ask all the questions, because that's true in plumbing, that's true in electrical, that's true in air conditioning, every field, flooring.
I was talking last segment about my band, my army of loyal listeners. You know, a big part of our band are service providers throughout the state that constantly keep me accountable to thinking through all the ramifications. So that was a great phone call.
And then you have other people who monitor your English and your grammar.
Uh-oh. that must drive them nuts. Did someone correct me on something today in particular?
No, but just say Casa Grande. And I'll get a phone call.
Oh, okay.
No, but if you say it Casa Grande or Casa Grande, you're going to be wrong. So,
well, that's true. Yeah,
the big CG.
Prescott. Casa Grande, Casa Grande. Hey, go ahead.
Texter saw cork paint online. Any idea how effective it is as an insulator?
Cork paint.
Cork.
Oh, cork.
Cork. C-O-R-K.
As opposed to screw top paint? No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, right.
It's not paint. It will change the color of your house, and you can add paint to it. But it's cork just like you would find in a wine bottle. And I'm very interested.
Up really small.
Yeah, and it's sprayed on just like you would see a drywall hopper, somebody doing drywall texture like an orange peel. But this coats the entire exterior of your home. You can put it on top of your roof. You can put it on your walls. And cork doesn't go above 86 degrees, and it doesn't freeze. So it's a layer of insulation to your home that could help prevent the sun from penetrating into your home.
Now think about this. If I go to the west wall of my house when it's 116 degrees outside, and I take my thermal imaging gun and shoot that surface, do you want to know what it registered this week?
Tell me.
137.
And so then if...
That's the outside temperature of my house wall facing west.
So you would basically drop it 51 degrees with a cork coating on the exterior.
That's right.
So that's got to transpire into energy savings on the inside of the home. How much? We don't know. Every home's different. Every application's going to be different. The amount of glass you have in your home is going to be different.
Sure.
You know, if that entire west wall is 80% glass, well, you're not going to cork over your glass, I don't think.
You never know.
You never know. I don't use that window anyway. Just cork over it.
Oh, man.
So we've been watching it for a number of years. We always like this. It's been popular in Canada for a number of years. But there's just something about Arizona and our UV rays and the heat. We want to
test it.
We got to watch it. And the oldest building we can find that has this on it is a commercial building in Tucson. And I'm probably going to have this done to my house in the next 6 months.
Okay.
It's in need of a new exterior coating, and we're looking at painting. We were looking at this thermal. I mean, I haven't got the painting estimate, but for a complete exterior coating of my home, it's about $10,000. I know I could probably paint the exterior of my home for probably less than $2,000 in materials personally, with all the mask and protect and the paint and renting a sprayer. So it's a significant investment, but if it's significant savings, and this is, you know, a home we plan on being in a long, long time.
Increases your comfort level.
the savings is probably going to be justified long term.
I'm gonna be really curious.
So,
what's the surface you're painting it on? Is it block or is it wood?
It's wood.
Okay.
T111 siding, but there are one of our partners in Tucson added this as a service. Intelligent Design, who's been our air conditioning and plumbing partner forever, has started another branch with another business partner who came out and quoted me the estimate, Thermal Cork Solutions. And like I said, he's out of Tucson, but he came all the way up northwest to Phoenix, to Whitman.
I'm curious.
They'll travel.
Curious to watch it, that's for sure. We were talking about all the things that are unique at Rosie on the House. And one of the more unique things at Rosie on the House is our staycation. It's the only place you can go and register for it. We just sent a couple up to Flagstaff, and they were able to stay at Little America. Toured the Reardon Mansion. I think the Reardon Mansion is one of the most interesting state parks in the entire state what they put in that house in 1904 when it was built.
Built with indoor plumbing, hot water, central heat, electrical lights in 1904.
1904, Reardon Mansion. Right there outside of the downtown Flagstaff.
I don't know where they were getting their power from.
Right next to they had the biggest lumber mill in the whole Southwest. It was probably being generated through an incinerator at the lumber mill, I would guess.
You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz and enter to win.
Folks, we hope you had a great week. We're going to have a great week this week. We'll be back next Saturday. Just know this, we're at rosieonthehouse.com